This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for May 26, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of JLN. Peter Higham submitted his resignation to the ASX as deputy CEO and will leave the exchange on July 1, 2021 and start a new position with Motive Partners, a specialist private equity firm focused on financial services technology companies, as an industry partner. Higham spent 23 years at ASX, starting at SFE, and he was deputy chairman for the last 11 years. Happy 125th birthday to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Wall Street Journal, published by Dow Jones, named for Dow Jones Industrial Average founder Charles Dow, has the story. Charles Dow was the first editor of the Wall Street Journal. There has been no company in the Dow its whole lifetime, though General Motors was in it for more than a century, from 1907 to 2018. Procter & Gamble now has the longest continual tenure in the index. It was added in 1932. Neil Brady has emerged from his garage, helped by Kelly Brown, and announced FairX, a new exchange which will be offering low-cost, around-the-clock trading access to the most liquid asset classes in global futures. Brady is the CEO of FairX, and Brown is the chief commercial officer. Brady is a serial entrepreneur who developed an RFQ trading platform, Liquidity Direct, that was sold to the CME, and later was the executive chairman and co-founder of the Eris Exchange when they offered innovative swap futures. Brown most recently held a similar position with ErisX, the offshoot of Eris Exchange that trades crypto products, and wanted to trade an NFL hedging product. FairX has an impressive list of backers from across the industry and looks to give the small exchange and others in the smaller to micro-sized contracts a run for their money. The corporate tax rate features at MGEX that were explored in a JLN podcast by Susan Cosgrove are now trading on MGEX. Consensus from CoinDesk is a virtual conference this year, and Chuck Mackey is doing his Chuck Mackey thing and sharing with us his experiences and news from the conference. Here is his coverage of day one of Consensus, and here is day two. The links are in today's newsletter. You are invited to attend a webinar titled Technological Revolution for Clearing Derivatives from Cassini Systems alongside FIA Inc. and SGX on June 30th. The panel will discuss the technological innovation in the clear derivatives industry, post-pandemic market volatility, and the impact in the Asia-Pacific region. Speakers include Liam Huxley, CEO of Cassini Systems, Don Byron, Head of Global Industry Operations and Execution, FIA, and Allison King, Head of Trading and Clearing Services, Singapore Exchange. Steptoe & Johnson LLP is looking for a lawyer to join its financial services team. There's a link in today's newsletter with more information and how to apply. There is a link in today's newsletter for the Douglas E. Harris commentary in Futures and Derivatives Law Report about how increasing diversity in senior management and boards is now a business imperative. At the CME on May 19th, a record $550 million traded in RV curve spreads on BrokerTec as participants manage risk following this week's 20-year auction. With over 50% of the trades involving bonds, see their recent analysis of the 20 years uptick in trading on BrokerTec with a link in today's newsletter. If you want to go back to 1993 and see the marketing video from the Chicago Board of Trade and the open outcry trading process, here it is with a link in today's newsletter. How many people can you identify from this video? For me, it was many who I would come across in the halls and lobby of the CBOT building. It was 10 years ago that Tom Preston and Tom Sosnoff started Tastytrade. Preston has offered a look back at their history, including a slick 10-year documentary. Deborah Ho, BlackRock's head of Southeast Asia and country head of Singapore, is an honoree for the Lifetime Achievement Award at Market Media Group's Women in Finance Asia Awards 2021. Morgan Joyce, a former intern at John J. Lothian & Company, Inc., and the son of Price Group broker David Joyce, has signed an offer with Addison Group to join their applications development and support team as a business intelligence engineer. Morgan worked for JJL Co. one summer when our offices were in the Price Group's offices, and I was still employed there. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Who is going to be the next to help us preserve industry history? The Institute for Financial Markets is holding a virtual workshop June 7th and 8th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time on leaving LIBOR, understanding and managing the transition. The fee is $245 or $199 for early bird registration. Group discounts are available. You can find information and register with a link in today's newsletter. That was Sarah Rudolph reporting that. The digital assets cryptocurrency platform company Crosstower has launched an initiative called Running for Oxygen to raise funds for life-saving medical equipment to be sent to India. The company is partnering with the charity Kosala Aid US to battle the fierce second wave of COVID-19 that continues to devastate India. To contribute, Crosstower suggests registering a donation when running a race or contributing directly. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. FIA and SIFMA AMG are bringing you a virtual take on the Asset Management Derivatives Forum in 2021. Join them for virtual programming on June 8th and 9th, during which market participants from all sides of a trade and leading regulators will examine the latest developments impacting the use of derivatives by asset managers. This year's keynote speakers are Dan Berkovitz, Commissioner at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Catherine McGinnis, Chair of the Policy and Resources Committee for the City of London, and Allison Herron-Lee, Commissioner at the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here's a press release from DTCC. DTCC highlights need for increased adoption of central clearing in U.S. Treasury market to reduce risk and improve resiliency. New white paper explores risk posed by fragmentation of U.S. Treasury market and details benefits of central clearing. The Depository and Trust Clearing Corporation, or DTCC, the premier market infrastructure for global financial services industry, today released a new white paper that explores the risk created by U.S. Treasury market fragmentation. The paper, More Clearing, Less Risk, Increasing Centrally Cleared Activity in the U.S. Treasury Cash Market, examines growing concerns around the increased adoption of bilateral clearing for Treasury activity and details the benefits of unifying the market under a central clearing model. My comment, all your eggs in one basket can work. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Dow Jones Industrial Average celebrates 125 years as Wall Street's bellwether. Market gauge has evolved alongside the U.S. economy, from smokestack companies to a diverse array that includes tech heavyweights. 125 years ago, the Dow Jones Industrial Average made its debut. The index of 12 smokestack companies closed that first day trading May 26, 1896 at 4094. It included General Electric Company as well as long-forgotten names like American Cotton Oil, Distilling and Cattle Feeding. Since then, the Dow has evolved with the U.S. economy, giving investors from Wall Street to Main Street a measure of financial markets through the Great Depression, two world wars, and all the events that shaped the 20th and early 21st centuries. My comment, would you believe Studebaker, the car company, was once in the Dow Jones Industrial Average? Here's another story from the Wall Street Journal. Bill and Barney, two old college pals, helped save the world from COVID-19. Bill Gruber and Barney Graham, roommates at Rice University 50 years ago, took leading roles in the development of the Pfizer and Moderna shots. A half century ago, freshman Barney Graham rolled into the Rice University campus in a new 1971 Ford Mustang. To blow off steam that year, he launched water balloons off the dorm roof with his new roommate, Bill Gruber, who drove a hand-me-down Dodge Monaco. My comment, this is a talented pair of college pals. Here's a story from RegTech Women. What makes for successful RegTech marketing? Five tips to build your brand. Over a 20-year career in fintech and RegTech marketing, one of my key learnings is that marketing is probably one of the most misunderstood disciplines in business. What I mean by that is that there is a perception that it's not as difficult or strategic as, say, risk, finance, or technology, all disciplines that require subject matter experts. My comment, building your own brand is important everywhere, even in RegTech. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal and Martin Wolf. We can end the pandemic in the next year. This is a global war, but bold action on vaccine gives our governments the opportunity to win it. We are a strange species. We are able to produce marvels, but then fail to ensure they reach everybody who would benefit, even though the cost would be trivial against the gains to all. The marvel now is the swift arrival of effective vaccines against COVID-19. The failure is to ensure production and distribution at sufficient scale. In our folly, we are throwing away a glorious opportunity. My comment, this is important. We can end the pandemic. It did not say the pandemic will end. Rather, we can end it. We need to be proactive. Here are your top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our most clicked story on Tuesday was my commentary, "To Start a Revolution, the Small Exchange Needs Revolutionaries," from JLN. Second was Bloomberg's LIBOR replacements multiply and shift that could fracture markets, about upstart challengers Ameribor, BSBY, and ICE's Bank Yield Index, among others. Third was, once again in the top three, Kenilworth Mansion with ties to World's Fair takes 9 years to sell from Crane Chicago Business. This podcast has been sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.